This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions. Studio Lounge interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellence, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. Hey everybody, Mike Lawson here with CU Broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage. Oh my gosh, the name of this conference is really long, Teresa, so bear with me. It's
sure.
The CUNA Technology Council and CUNA Operations and Member Experience Council Conference.
Are you sure you didn't leave somebody out?
I feel like you
left somebody out.
I hope not. But I think by the time Friday rolls around, I'll have it wired. I'll have it down.
You will. You will.
I hope so. But oh my gosh, guess who is in the studio lounge? Teresa Payton from Fort Elise. Teresa, how are you? It's been a while.
It has been more than a minute since I saw you.
It has been,
It's been great. I'm doing great. I mean, how could I not be great? I'm here with credit unions.
I know. Awesome. And a whole bunch of techie folks. This is your wheelhouse, right?
Yeah, I love it. Love it.
So you are with, obviously, let's do a little bit of a background check here on you, something that you are very used to in your line of work. You are the first woman CIO at the White House.
Am I correct in that? Yes.
So congratulations. You were in the Bush administration?
Bush 43. Yeah,
gotcha. Yeah. So that's impressive by itself, but you also have this fantastic company called Fort Elise as well. So tell us a little bit about that as well.
Yeah, sure. So basically, I built a company that I wish had always been around to support me when I worked at the White House or when I worked in financial services.
Gotcha.
So we're very focused on human-centered design. Mm-hmm. We do three things. We do them very well. One is we help organizations, including we love credit unions, we help them think proactively, mm-hmm. playbooks. Let's mm-hmm. do some threat hunting. Let's ethically hack your systems, make sure there's no deficiencies.
Right.
The second thing that we do is there's so many new privacy regulations and risk and compliance regulations. So we basically say we're your data privacy office, kind of like surge support. Mm-hmm. And then the last thing we do is because personal email compromise often leads to business compromise.
Oh, yeah.
We make sure that the digital footprint of an organization, their C-suite and their board, is completely locked down, mm-hmm. allow them to be them mm-hmm. and do what they need to do mm-hmm. on social media and other platforms, but at the same time, make sure that that is locked down and secure and managed.
Yeah, right. And that's a big job, especially in this day and age. Because when we first spoke, what, maybe 5 years ago, something like that, okay, yeah, cybersecurity, fraudsters, hacking, all that type of stuff, but today or this year, oh my gosh, it's on steroids, big time, especially what took place during the pandemic. And so you know this better than anybody of how it's escalated. So, and credit unions are on the front lines of this a lot of times, right?
They are on the front lines. And if you think about the mission of credit unions to really meet your members where they are mm-hmm. and to serve the mission of the members, mm-hmm. Whether it's them personally or you've got business accounts or things for their family, and many of your members want to leverage technology mm-hmm. in ways they didn't before.
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe they never want to have to speak to somebody to do certain transactions, and then other transactions they always want to speak to somebody.
Of course.
Or even better, be in person.
Mm-hmm.
And so having to manage the technology to support sort of this multimodal, multi-channel mode mm-hmm. is really mm-hmm. critical, and credit unions are on the front lines
of
that.
Yep. And it's not a question of if you'll get hacked, it's a question of when you'll get hacked.
Yes.
So that's kind of what everyone's saying.
And if you don't think you've been hacked, then you probably haven't. You just don't know it yet.
There's so many caveats to this, so many angles and avenues to this. I mean, I can't imagine what your day must be. Every day is an adventure, I would think, right? So a lot of fun, but you're out there protecting us, right?
Yes, so, absolutely. Yeah, I mean, if you enjoy status quo, cybersecurity is not a good career field for
you. Yeah, got that right. But I think cybersecurity is a good career move for a lot of people just starting out, so because of what's going on in the world today. So, but I want to switch to your keynote, because you just got through speaking mm-hmm. in the big room over there about security, obviously. So give me a quick summary on what you talked about, and maybe a couple of takeaways as well that you provided credit unions in there.
Yeah, so sure. For starters, what's great is I wanted to make sure everybody had a call to action.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this is going to be a very busy week, so my thought process was, hey, let's create an electronic handout with the calls to action in there, so that way everybody can choose their own adventure on, mm-hmm. I'm going to ask a different question, or I'm going to design something differently, or I'm going to look into this.
Okay.
So everybody will have that electronic handout through CUNA that they can reference. Mm-hmm. But what I tried to do is really sort of set the stage for, during the pandemic, how have our internet consumption patterns changed? Because they've changed permanently.
Yeah,
we're not
exactly.
just going, we're not all going back to the way it was in 2019.
Oh, no. Right, right.
And it's that way for every age group. Mm-hmm. This isn't just about Gen Z on TikTok. This is everyone. Mm-hmm. And so you really have to start there, because once you understand how people are leveraging the internet, then you have to talk about, well, where do we need to go next,
right.
especially for credit unions on, if we're going to meet them where they are, how do we secure all of this consumption mm-hmm. they're doing mm-hmm. on the internet when they interact with the credit union.
Mm-hmm. What's the biggest thing that credit unions have to worry about right today? Mm-hmm. Because a couple of years ago, or maybe it was last year, ransomware was quite prevalent.
My goodness.
We had it in our neck of the woods in San Diego with a major healthcare provider got nailed pretty hard. And then there was the one in South Carolina, the pipeline one, or the oil, I think it was an oil refinery.
Colonial Pipeline.
That's it. Yeah.
Got hit. Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, so what's the latest that credit unions need to be looking out for today?
Well, ransomware is here to stay.
Yeah.
So ransomware is still a concern. Business email compromise is huge.
Is that the phishing you're talking about?
So,
things like that?
Or? So they'll do it a couple different ways. One is they'll either do social engineering or an email phish to try and get a toehold with an email, mm-hmm. and then try to actually send emails from inside. Sometimes they'll do it outside, and they'll sort of spoof the domain name of the credit union.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that too.
To do that, or even of the members to do that. So business email compromise is a real threat, mm-hmm. In addition to mm-hmm. ransomware. So just something for everybody to be thinking about. And we haven't seen it in credit unions yet, but the IHG, the hotel group,
oh yeah,
they were a victim of ransomware, and they had a great playbook to back up, get back up and running using encrypted backups.
Okay.
And the ransomware syndicates got mad.
What?
And they, because they didn't pay them, and they figured out which backups they didn't have, and they deleted the data.
Oh my gosh.
And so they actually just were rude. So after the, after their plot got foiled and they didn't get paid money, they figured out what they were probably...
Are you kidding me?
And they just started deleting their data just for fun. And they even said it. The hackers even said it. They were like, just because we could and we thought it would be funny, we just started deleting some of the data that we could get access to in the backups.
Oh my gosh.
So that is a real challenge, I think. And one of the things what I would say to give everybody hope and optimism is having a playbook, taking these different digital disasters that can happen to mm-hmm. you, wire transfer fraud, business email compromise, ransomware events, destructionware events, theft of member data, mm-hmm. theft of employee data. Have a playbook, rehearse it happening.
And the tabletop exercise?
Yeah, do a tabletop exercise and ask yourself, where do we have a couple gaps?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully you'll never need the playbook, but by doing those tabletop exercises, taking a few staff meetings to run through it,
mm-hmm.
doing it once a quarter ideally, but if you can only do it once a year, really pays off in the long run, because you'll start to learn, I don't think we encrypt our backups, or I don't think we have a third copy mm-hmm. that somebody couldn't access mm-hmm. that's off of our network in cold storage.
Right.
So those are all the kinds of things that could come up as you're rehearsing a digital disaster.
Yeah, I was thinking rehearsal, just like a play. You know, so you're always prepared, so you never know what's going to happen. Should you bring in like an outside expert as well to kind of help out, maybe kind of guide, I guess maybe like a director of a play, so to speak,
yeah,
to help out?
Yeah, you can certainly do that. I mean, you've got a lot of great resources with CUNA.
Mm-hmm.
You also have sort of templates of playbooks that like the FBI and DHS CISA has put out.
Mm-hmm.
I would say do the first couple on your own, because then when you bring in a facilitator, then you can kind of take it to the next
mm-hmm.
level.
Yeah.
And that's what, I mean, because we do tabletop exercises. We've done them for credit unions.
Right.
We do them for other organizations. And we often say, you'll save yourself a lot of money and time just to take a couple mm-hmm. a couple of staff meetings, figure out what you know and what you don't know, so that when we sit down with you, you already know what you don't know,
mm-hmm.
and where your gaps are, and it can be a really good value for your time and money.
Okay, good stuff, good stuff. I know you got to get back in there. I want one more question for you.
Sure.
What's like the most surprise? Oh gosh, how am I going to word this where it sounds fine, where it sounds okay? But what's the most surprising thing that you have seen out there? I mean, because again, every day must be an adventure for you. You've seen everything.
I mean, from top level stuff to just basic stuff, I'm sure. But what's the most surprising thing that you've seen out there, like a fraudster do or a hacker do or something like something along those lines that just like, oh my gosh, even like the rude thing that the those one people did by deleting the data, I'm like, the nerve of those people. But from your perspective, what have you seen out there that's kind of really like even surprised you?
Well, I think we're headed to a very interesting point. So I mentioned the deepfake audio that's been used, three cases that I'm aware of to actually convince somebody. The CEO called them and said, move money.
Yeah.
And it wasn't the CEO, it was the CEO's voice, but it was deepfake audio editing
that, oh my gosh,
that made
really?
The voice come through. I do believe we're getting close to a point where people are not gonna realize they've hired people who work remotely that they've never met, and they're actually deep fake video.
Wow, I didn't think of that.
That's been created. So maybe you think about Sorcerer's Apprentice, like Fantasia, where Mickey Mouse creates all the brooms, doing the work.
Yeah, yeah.
And so what if you created AI generated fake people, and you're like, yeah, and then you got them all hired. It's you pulling the puppet strings.
What?
But you're making money at all these different companies using this AI generated video and audio. So I believe we're at the point where people are not gonna realize they didn't hire a real person, they hired an AI generated fake.
Okay, now I'm scared. I don't, where's my rock? I wanna
fall
under it.
Well, this is why we planned this, that people could go have drinks after.
Exactly, no. Exactly. Well, I even heard that they're gonna take it like another step. There's gonna be good AI and bad AI, and they're gonna go at it, you know? So, and this sounds like the start of that.
It's like Transformers.
Exactly. Oh my goodness. All right, Teresa, thank you so much for leaving us on that note. But also, obviously, just great to see you again.
So good to
and,
see you again.
And yeah, keep up the good work, and we're big fans. Because you also have, oh my gosh, I didn't even mention the TV show that you do as well. Do you want to give that a quick
plug?
Yeah,
sure. So was on a fabulous TV show, Hunted, a reality TV show. It's available on demand. You can download it at Amazon, Apple TV. And who knows, maybe we'll get lucky someday and have a second season.
Right on. All right, we'll be watching. All right.
All right.
Everybody, Teresa Payton. Check them out. Go to Fort Elise. Go check it out.
Be safe.
That's right.
Do your homework. It's all in the handout.
That's right.
Studio Lounge Interviews brought to you by IMM eSign, Trellens, Pulsate, Pure IT Credit Union Services, Janusave, Mahalo Banking, and QTech. This episode brought to you by Origins, origination technology for today's credit unions.